855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We spent the first hour, well, kind of across the board, but mostly talking about Santorum and, you know, His slip up with the BS word there, you know, what people think about that. And, you know, there's this other little thing that's making its way around the internet that I think that they're just pinning it on him that he might have been trying to say the N word, but somebody called in and said it was a negotiator, government negotiator. I think that might make more sense. So, anyway, call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has a completely interactive website where you can go and get archives for free. You can go listen and find all the ways to listen to Free Talk Live. Not only is Free Talk Live on more than 100 great radio stations and XM, but we're on free-to-air satellite. We also have live streams on the internet. We've got a webcam and listen lines. You can call in to a telephone number and listen to Free Talk Live if that's the only way you can listen. It's listen.freetalklive.com to find out all the different ways to listen to Free Talk Live. Let's go to Mike. Listening in Ohio to XM. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, first off, I want to thank you for taking my call. And
that's what we do.
Second off, I just want to say a big bravo, Sierra, to the whole government. Anyway, I heard a news story earlier today talking about how, and I'm certain most cities are doing this now, how Chicago in particular in this news story is charging for basically emergency services. If they send out a fire truck and police and paramedics, whatever, you know, they charge you a certain amount to come out and perform the services that, that you're paying taxes for. And I guess I'm just sitting here trying to ask myself the question, then why, if I lived in Chicago, would I want to pay my taxes because I'm supposed to be paying for all those services through my taxes?
It's really a good question, and a lot of municipalities are going to this pay model, and to some extent it makes sense. You know, the insurance companies will kick out a certain amount to fire departments for showing up on the scene. I am a firefighter in my town, so I know a little bit about these things. They'll pay a certain amount to the fire company for showing up and, you know, handling, doing whatever it is that they do on the scene, depending on the circumstance, and in some cases it's absolutely worth it. In other cases it's, you know, way too little. In other cases it's way too much. So, you know, I mean, it's just an amount. But, you know, you've got to ask yourself, if the town or city is charging for this, well, isn't somebody else going to step in and say, hey, I'll charge you a little less? And then what are people going to, you know, they're like, what are we paying taxes for?
Right.
You know, you already have private schools out there in most cases, that charge less per, that are, you know, their cost per pupil is significantly lower than the public schools. I mean, if public schools started charging tuition, you can believe people would start going to that. What they consider to be superior public private education. So, you know, it really makes you wonder.
What services are you speaking of specifically? Is it fire, police?
In the story, they were talking specifically about fire, the fire department showing up for fires and car crashes, you know, that kind of thing. I don't know if they carried it over into the police, but, you know, I basically kind of look at it and go, well, if we're going to do it like that, then let's open this up to the marketplace and have private companies provide these services.
Absolutely.
And you pay them when you need them.
That's I would agree with you.
Like they do plumbers.
Well, right. And this is the first I've heard of fire departments charging for something other than showing up for a fire without a permit. I mean, I grew up in a fire department family. This is the first I've heard of it. But I do know that ambulances, at least here in New Hampshire, much I think Mark can attest to this too, are mostly volunteer.
And private.
And town run.
There's private ambulance services.
Well, there are. However, what I'm getting at is about probably 20 years ago, the town that I grew up in sent friends of mine a bill for showing up. So it's a volunteer service provided by the town, paid for by tax dollars, and they're billing people who are paying taxes. So it's certainly not the first time I've heard of the concept. But if it's expanding to cover fire, what's next? Police? Water?
Yeah.
And then why pay your taxes? I'm right. with you.
I wonder about paying taxes in general.
I mean, the perfect tax rate is zero. I mean, that's the way I look at it. I mean, I don't see why we need to pay taxes, especially on our income and definitely on property taxes, because with property taxes, you end up being a renter your entire life. I mean,
that's exactly the truth.
Yeah,
and this is, they're only they come down from the historical concept of quit rents when you know lords owned the land and the serfs lived upon the land and paid a certain amount of their produce in either gold or silver or you know whatever their produce was in order to continue to till the lord's land. And this is all property taxes are. They are a historical relic of these times past. You know, the concept of an income tax basically taxes your labor. If someone can tax your labor, what is a person that benefits from your labor? I mean, that person's a master. And this is, you know, this is all it is. It's a paradigm of slavery and mastery, serfdom and lorddom. And these are old concepts that need to be done away with. There's valuable services that are provided out there, but the marketplace provides all kinds of valuable services, too. If people want a service, they'll pay for it. The hallmark of a bad service is one that you have to force people to pay for.
Right.
Mike, thank you for the call. 855-450-3733. Let's go to David, calling from Charleston, WSCC. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going? I was calling in about some of these people that are complaining about not being able to get health care or birth control from their health care because they work for the Catholic Church.
I've heard of that.
I mean, this is crazy. Why would you work for an organization that you don't share the same principles with? I mean, I would never work for the church because I'm an atheist. And I'd be pretty certain they wouldn't provide birth control for me when they believe it's a sin. You know?
There was one guy that called in a couple of weeks ago when we talked about this that was a paramedic who went to work for a Catholic hospital. And, you know, I guess that he got married to his girlfriend or his wife or whatever as a result because they had to move or something like that. And she came down with one of these feminine issues where they need to take birth control in order to, is it amniocentesis? I don't know.
There are a number of different things, even migraines.
Yeah, all kinds of reasons why they might take these pills. And that these particular pills that she needed were particularly expensive. So it wasn't that it was about birth control. It was that she needed medical treatment and that the hospital will provide her with all kinds of other medical treatment, but not this one because it could be considered birth control.
Right.
I mean, you kind of feel for that guy.
Yeah, but at the same time, why do these people support these organizations? Like, I personally hate the Catholic Church, and it's because they go around the world and they tell people, you know, don't use condoms and don't use this, and I mean, they're basically committing human rights violations, and everybody thinks they're great because they're charitable. I mean, it's nuts. If they were Nazis,
well, if they're feeding people,
they're feeding people lies.
I'm going to tell you this, David. I mean, here's the problem, right? So, to some extent, religious organizations, by the way, I'm not a particularly religious guy myself, but religious organizations tend to be driven by faith. So therefore, they're more likely to take care of people where sectarian organizations aren't. There's just not those huge sectarian organizations out there. Many of them are faith-based, and faith-based organizations are going to want to, get people on board. I mean, if you believed that I was going to be tortured in fiery torment for the rest of my life, you'd want me to believe. You'd want me to say the magic words that would get me not to have to do that, wouldn't you?
That's sick proposition.
Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. You know, different people, different ideas.
I'm with a caller myself.
855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
How would you like to save $1,000 on groceries at your local supermarket? Great news. Now you can. As part of a national grocery stimulus program, we are currently conducting a special consumer spending survey in your local area. We're providing $1,000 in grocery savings to participants so we can study their buying patterns at local grocery stores. You can buy anything you want at your grocery store with your $1,000 in savings. Our certificates track what you buy and the research is complete. It's that easy. Participation is completely confidential and there are no restrictions on what groceries you can buy at your local supermarket. So call now to receive your $1,000 in grocery savings. Call now to participate in the National Stimulus Program Grocery Survey. Call now 800-294-4119 for your $1,000 in grocery certificates. Call 800-294-4119. That's 800-294-4119. Limit one per household. Call 800-294-4119.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Nemi.
You can give us a call at 855-450-FREE and talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's what we do here on Free Talk Live. You know, I've been talking about this band Raja Mojo on the air for a couple of weeks now, and they're rocketing up the charts at CDBaby.com. And I'm on a personal mission to get Raja Mojo up as high as I can on these charts so that people who wouldn't necessarily hear the message of liberty are more likely to hear it. I think that you know, there's all different bands out there with all different kind of agendas, but not too many liberty-oriented bands, and not too many that you can support sort of online and get other people to hear their music. Raja Mojo is one of them. You can go listen if you want to listen first before you buy the albums. You can listen at YouTube. Just look for Raja Mojo. It's RajaMojo. Or you can just go to CDBaby.com. It's $3.16. You can buy all four of their songs. Look them up, Raja Mojo. They're at number one and two in the retro rock section, number one in the intelligent dance music, two in the 70s, three in folk rock, five at Beatles pop, six and seven at hard rock. The political section, they're three, four, five, and six. Please, help. I mean, you know, it's a great way to get the message out. And the songs are sticky. I found myself humming them to myself more than once. It's Raja Mojo at cdbaby.com. I've done the downloads. You can do them. They're easy to do. And, you know, I'd support it. Raja Mojo at cdbaby.com. Nimi, you ready to get in some calls here?
Yes, I am.
Let's take Tim and listen to WRNN in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing? I wanted to bring up the point you had mentioned earlier, which kind of just sparked the interest. You had mentioned that you had said that, you know, obviously the Obama administration would not be funding the Muslim Brotherhood, and I agree
with
that.
Not in America.
Yeah, and I agree with that 100%, but it's more of the thought that kind of bothered me was, you know, I think a lot of people need to realize is that there is always to never count out something that you think that the government would or would not do, because, you know, I followed, you know, very closely what the Obama administration's been up to. And, you know, if you remember early in his election period, he had mentioned wanting to start a national civilian police force, which
as big,
we all know,
as well funded and as powerful as the military.
Exactly, and we all know some person in history that wanted to do that too, and that was Adolf Hitler. He's done other things, like, you know, they pushed and they passed NDAA, which is another little step closer. And
disturbing.
One thing, mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, one thing that I was able to realize over time, I mean, now I'm only 23 years old, so I've relatively, my whole life has been pretty peaceful. I haven't noticed big changes. You know, I spend a little bit more now on things I don't want to put my money into, but...
And another thing is you find out over time things that the government was doing, you know, 50 or 60 years ago that,
yeah,
you know, would have stunned the people at that time. I mean, you know, in the 30s, the United States government was putting together a plan to invade Canada. They were doing they were doing those human experiments down in Honduras on people. There was the Tuskegee experiments. Mm-hmm. I mean, these things that Americans at the time would have been like, no way.
Yeah, you know, and that's the biggest thing is, you know, right now, and like even the Nazi party was, it was a nationalist socialist party. And here we have a government that's proven to be very corrupt, especially with Solyndra. Where'd that $500 million go? You know, there's just corrupt instance after corrupt instance.
Now, hold on. Before you say this government, I want to make sure that we're clear on which one we're talking about. Are you talking about the Bush administration, where the metals and the company, the organization that was over the drilling folks was taking helicopters with full of strippers and blow out to these oil derricks and doing stuff too?
You know, I'm not certainly here trying to just stick up for the Bush administration.
That's all I want to hear.
I have gripes against them too.
That's all, you know, I want to hear. There's power
but, you know,
corrupts.
But that's the biggest thing is right now, yes, and they have been corrupt for, you know, very, very, very long time. But I guess just, you know, the point I'm trying to make is, you know, at least for people to realize, it doesn't mean you're sitting at home being a conspiracy theorist for being, you know, a suspect and certainly being nervous about it. You know, it is.
So bringing it up for conversation.
Some of what the problem with the conspiracy theory thing is that they're, you know, the rabbit hole can go deeper and deeper to the point that you're talking about alien lizard men living beneath Stapleton Airport, you know, sending out you know, Freemasons to do their bidding or whatever. I mean, like, it can get really deep.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt that you know, that there's no doubt that some of the things the conspiracy theorists have said has turned out to be true. And Tim, I thank you for the call.
In increasing amounts over time lately, in my experience.
Experience. Yeah, I mean, it's not something I want to be associated with necessarily, but I can tell you that, you know, that the government does disturbing things.
Yeah, absolutely. And over the past probably 5-10 years, I've found myself, instead of looking and pointing at conspiracy theorists, going, ah, conspiracy theorists, I've kind of gotten a little closer to the viewpoint. It's like, hey, pass the tinfoil. Mm. Yeah.
But, you know, at the same time, you know, you never know which one to believe and which one not to
believe.
That's
right. You've just got to make your own call.
Difficult. Let's go to the Flower Child in Huntsville, Alabama. The Flower Child, you're on Free Talk Live. What's in your mind? I'll put him back on hold. Sounds like he's getting a drink. Wonder what it is.
Something good, I hope.
Yeah, well, it could be anything. Let's go to David, listening at KBBO in Washington. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. Thanks for having me. Look, a couple of days ago, Laura Ingraham had Jimmy Carter on the radio on her show.
Okay.
And she had asked him point blank, do you support the universal health care? And he said, because he's peddling his book, he said that Jesus Christ said, we should take care of the poor, and so in using that reasoning, he thinks that, yeah, the government should provide individual health care for everybody. And I remember Obama said something similar about, you know, his Christianity says that you have to take care of the poor, and so that's kind of basing that on that, the health care on that. And to me, it's like it's so out there. It's so stupid to say that, because Jesus Christ was never about reforming government. It was about reforming the individual. And
I'd agree with that. It seems to me that you can't, that the one can't call it, for one, it's not a moral thing if you're forced to pay into a system to, quote-unquote, help the poor. There's no evidence that it's an efficient way to help the poor, and one would think that Jesus would want to help the poor efficiently and not waste money when 70 cents, as I understand it, of welfare dollars to goes 70 cents on every welfare dollar goes to pay middle-class bureaucrats as opposed to helping the poor. But when it comes down to it, it's not being generous with somebody else's money. Jesus would never point a gun at somebody and say, you're going to have to give. Because that's not, you know, that's not giving. That's not morality. That's not generosity. He's going to suggest that it's the right thing to do.
I think reasonable people have their limits, too. And if Jesus is teaching people to fish rather than giving them fish, I don't think that...
The welfare system's disempowering in a lot of ways.
Absolutely.
I appreciate the call, David. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. What?
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. But it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FloJack hand well pump. The affordable FloJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FLOJAK.com. Be sure to spell FLOJAK.com or call 855-4-FLOJACK, 855-4-FLOJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Apologize for the little problem there. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. All right. Let me go directly into the calls here. My mistake, folks. Adrian in Kentucky, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi. Well, who is your co-host tonight?
It's Nimi.
I'm Nimi.
Nimi's normally on. Nimi's normally on Wednesday nights, but she's filling in with me this evening because Ian's away on at an event.
Gotcha. Okay, I was actually wondering where he was too. Was it yesterday that you guys kind of did the show that led off with Derek J's arrest?
I believe it was.
Yeah, it must have been because that happened yesterday. Yeah.
Yep. Sounds right.
Okay.
So So Derek Jay is a co-host on Tuesday nights.
Yep.
He is an activist, a liberty activist here in Keene, New Hampshire, and he, you know, has managed to get himself arrested a few times doing all kinds of civil disobedience. What appeared to happen yesterday was a police officer was behind him while he was on a bicycle, turned on his lights and his sirens in order to serve him with some papers. Derek did not pull over quickly enough for the police officer. I would say the length of time was somewhere between 30 and 50 seconds that he didn't pull over. The police officer, and then when the police officer pulled up beside him, motioned to him and all kinds of stuff, he still didn't pull over. He was within a few, you know, maybe 50 to 100 feet from his house. I suppose maybe he was going to the house. I don't know. Didn't pull over, and the police officer got out of his car, ran along beside him. Derek still didn't stop, and then the police officer jumped on him and shoved his baton into his spokes. And the claim is that he was hit. At this point, it's difficult to say. There's some video of the operation, but there's no video of him being struck. So, go on.
So, there were a lot of things said on yesterday's show, one of which was, and I think you disagreed with this, Mark, but one of them was that the cops pick on him. I guess it's assumptive bias that the reason they said this, but the cops pick on him because they're homophobic, and there was a further extrapolation or assumption driven that perhaps the cops were slightly homosexual themselves and they didn't like that about them. So, you know, there's that whole tangent, and I'll preface it with that, I think he's a pretty good guy. I don't know him personally, but I like what he is doing and other activists are doing, but, you know, I didn't know, well, I still don't know that he's homosexual, but I know nothing about him. Yeah.
Derek J is queerer than a football bat.
See, and I didn't know that because all I have ever seen of him is I drop in on the show, you know, every now and then live, and then I listen to some podcasts, and then sometimes I go over to Free Keen and I watch some of the videos, and I didn't know that about him, but I have to say that there's a good percentage of the time that even though I like what he's doing with the civil disobedience, I do find his personality incredibly annoying.
Okay.
Does that make me homophobic?
I don't know.
I would say no.
I would say so too.
One jumping to a conclusion, I think that it's jumping to a conclusion. I don't know why Derek gets treated the way he gets treated other than he gets himself in the path of the police officers. There are lots of gay people in Keene, New Hampshire.
Derek is very high visibility, too.
That do not get themselves, go out and do civil disobedience and activism, that do not deal with problems with the police. I do think that the police, in one occasion, chose to use pepper spray on Derek when they could have just talked to him or, you know, used sort of a small amount of physical force guided him into the police car.
Of yesterday as well. I've seen the video that's been posted on YouTube, and I know Derek personally. I am proud to call myself his friend. And Derek, as someone said online, 120 pounds. If he's 120 pounds,
about that, yeah.
I would put it lower than that. And I fail to see how the Keene Police Department could have couldn't find a more, I hate to use the word peaceful, but less confrontational, less violent way to deal with Derek. Because Derek, I could probably snap Derek in half if I tried. I think it's unacceptable.
So, I haven't watched every single video of activism that is available featuring Derek, but I get the feeling that he taunts cops. And, I saw one video where he was, like, running over to them or saying something to him, and then when they walked over to him, he would run away. I mean, I'd run away,
I haven't seen this. I
I don't know. Now you're in the arena of speculation. I have not seen that, and I don't believe that's necessarily true. I would say that if you are in a vehicle, whether it's a bicycle or car, and a police officer is pulled up next to you using his sirens and lights, and you refuse to pull over, that at some point or another, you're going to find yourself physically stopped. If it's in a car, they may put out strips to blow your tires. If it's a bicycle, they may tackle you. But, you know, how long was this police officer to reasonably go alongside him, blaring his siren and flashing his lights?
Why was it such a scene? That's what I want to know, is why did it escalate to such a scene? Because there's two parts to this story, if I'm understanding
correctly.
Cops are
told to put their sirens on if somebody doesn't pull over. I mean, first they put on their lights, then they put on their siren.
Was he told to pull over?
He was the guy. You couldn't hear anything in this video because the siren
right.
is so loud.
Yeah.
But you could see the guy right next to him. When there's a cop right next to you with those lights and sirens on,
I understand.
There's an idea that maybe you should pull over, like pointing and gesturing. I'm assuming when he's pointing and gesturing, he's saying pull over. It's not the first time I've seen a cop do that.
Okay. So if Derek's on a bike, why not just wait until he's not on the bike anymore?
Could be a slow speed chase across Keene, New Hampshire.
Oh gosh.
That looks pretty silly. I mean, the cops look pretty powerless, and they are an organization that does operate through power. Go ahead, Adrian.
So, and I mean, I've watched him like run away from cops and have back and forth with them. But what, you know, with any kind of civil disobedience, and if you're particularly active in it, I agree 100%. They use unnecessary force, you know, and. Well, any force for that would be ridiculous, but given his visibility with the police and how much, I mean, just in the videos that I've seen, I mean, he's not aggressive. I'm not saying that. I'm not speculating that he's aggressive, but how, I mean, you're dealing with, I mean, a lot of cops are ex-military that, you know, and they've got a certain mindset, and you're dealing with these kinds of people. I mean, the expectation is, I mean, any disobedience that I've done, I have went into it knowing that, well, I could get, you know, the crap beat out of me over this encounter.
Oh, you're just a frustrated gay guy. Thanks, Adrian, for the call. 855, just kidding. 855-450-3733.
Is this the hill to die on, I think, is the question.
Well, yeah, I've been asking myself that here for years. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Call in, talk about what you want to talk about. Here on Free Talk Live, I've been telling you that these phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. They can do it for your business. They have some of the best equipment money can buy. They record every call so that you know how your business is being handled. They treat your customers with respect. They know that you didn't get in whatever line of work you're in order to handle accounts receivable. That's why they do what they do. They make your job easier. They do their job well, making your job easier. It's SACL, C-A-I. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. SACL, C-A-I. It's Mark with you.
And Nemi.
All right. Nemi, let's get right back into the calls here. Let's take try Flower Child again. Call him from Huntsville, Alabama.
Here's what I do. Every single piece of mail that I send out, I personally write on each envelope, peace, love, harmony for all people. I signed it Flower Child, and I put the peace sign on it. Now, I've been doing this for a while here, and it must be getting around to something, because just recently I was hearing of a young guy over in Israel, and he's starting to do the same type of a program, basically speaking, with some Iranians over there, and they're passing words back and forth, trying to get a movement going so there won't be any war over there.
Yeah, it's a great thing. I really love this. This is this guy in Israel basically used his graphic design abilities to create a poster that says, Iranians, we love you. And, there's been some Iranians that responded saying, Israel, we love you. Just basically saying that it's their government that's doing this right, and not them. And I think everybody knows that their government doesn't really represent them. I know they're called representatives, but they're not. They're just some organization that demands money from you. And, sometimes they do things you want if your little team gets in there or whatever. But a lot of times they do something else entirely.
I
think it's a great idea, Flower Child.
Every time I do this, it puts a wonderful, warm, pure, clean, wholesome feeling that runs through me. And it lets me know I'm doing the right thing. And I believe myself, like we've all, even as children, we dreamed about, in some way, being a hero somehow, Well, to me, this is the best way of being a hero in the truest sense of the term. Every time you put that message out there, you're doing good, and it really makes you feel good.
I agree with you completely, Flower Child. I appreciate the call. 855-450-3733.
That was a great unexpected call.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
I don't do that. I don't send a lot of mail, frankly, but I think it's a great idea. I bet people see that, and the postman sees it, and people see it, and they enjoy it.
Yeah.
Let's go to Greg in Texas, listening on XM. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is what is not on everybody else's mind, which is why aren't we talking about the air cars, the cars that run on air that they're producing in India?
I've heard about these.
Yeah, they go up to 60 miles an hour,
mm-hmm.
for 200 miles on one compressed tank of air. And those are like $4,900. They're no different than the smart cars that we have in the U.S. or the Honda Element. These things are just, they look just like the Honda Element.
Boxy. They're a little, they're smaller than an Element. There's, you know, they're smaller.
But I believe they're just a smidge larger than the smart car.
They won't pass the safety standards. What are they? The CAFE standards that the U.S. Government has set up for car companies here in the United States?
Well, I think they're more concerned about their oil. That they don't consume any oil, they don't consume any gas, and they're making them now to where they generate their own air, so they don't even have to fill up. They don't even have to stop to fill up for air. They can just ride forever.
I'm inclined
they'd be a perpetual motion machine if they didn't require some kind of energy, and that energy is probably going to come from fossil fuels.
Right.
But I got you.
My understanding of the air car is that it operates much like a hybrid, that air is one of the options. It's not something that is a perpetual motion machine, as Mark's talking about. It can be powered solely by, but I drive a Prius, and my Prius can run solely on the battery, but not for very long. It does require the gas engine to kick in. So it may be an issue of technology.
It's the CAFE standards. I've looked into this early on. It's the CAFE standards, and you know, I believe that the government is in the wrong for choosing that, you know, deciding how safe your car is mm-hmm. going to be, because you know, you'll find a lot of vehicles out there. Basically, any three-wheel vehicle out there is something that somebody wanted to make into a car but couldn't, so they're making it into a motorcycle.
Right.
And so you have to have a motorcycle license to have it. I mean, obviously, motorcycles can't pass the safety standards that cars can pass, but somehow we can have them. It's because of the amount of tires. I mean, the ludicrous thing is about how many tires are hitting the road.
Well, there we go again. It's all about the bureaucracy. The big wall that the government puts up, because they don't want to lose all the money that we could be saving by not having to pay for oil or gas, because we're running off of air. And matter of fact, the exhaust, you can use the exhaust for your air conditioning, because it comes out at 55 miles or 55 degrees.
Now that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's just really, I don't understand why there's not a lot more talk about this technology, you know. But I guess I understand it in a way that the government doesn't want everybody to know about it, because we'd be screaming and hollering for them, because they're, you know, the $5,000 to $15,000 is all they cost.
They're cheap, and you know, I think that, yeah, I mean, that's all I can tell you. CAFE standards is the reason, and I hope that they bring more options to bear here in the marketplace. I want to not spend as much money on gasoline.
Yeah.
Here's a prediction for the American public. Gas prices aren't going to go down. You know, whatever president you put in office, they're not going to go down, not that much. I mean, perpetual war in the Middle East. Remember when we were supposed to get lower gas prices by invading Iran, Iraq? I remember people talking like that. I don't remember politicians saying
the value of the dollar goes down, too.
The Federal Reserve is printing more dollars in order to stave off the Great Recession here. And, you know, this is the result, and it probably isn't going to get any better. Craig, thank you for the call.
Now, I went with the hybrid because I had read about VW. Historically speaking, I'm a VW girl, but they had prototypes in testing government use in Germany that was a hybrid diesel So it would have gotten up to or just over 100 miles a gallon. And
the diesels
really,
get great gas mileage.
Yeah. And
plus
I've
you could use french fried juice.
Yeah, you can turn them into biodiesels, too. And I've had VW diesels, and they're fantastic cars. I would love to do it again, but I was really looking for the higher gas mileage. And I don't see VW bringing that technology over here, and I'm not sure if it's CAFE standards, like you say, or if it's a company decision. I would gladly buy one, though.
Let's go to CJ, JG in listening in Charleston, South Carolina, WSCC.
Hello?
Hey, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
My call was prompted listening to the fella talk about the police officer pulling over fella on a bicycle.
Yeah.
And here in South Carolina, my understanding of the law is if police officer gives an unlawful order, then the citizen is not obliged to comply.
That's supposed to be a true statement. However, my experience has been that whenever one takes these things to court to find out whether something was lawful or not, the court says, oh, yes, yes, it was absolutely lawful.
Right, because he's on our side.
That's been my experience.
Yes, no surprise there.
Yeah. Any other thoughts, JG?
No, thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Appreciate Thanks for calling.
855-450-3733. Now, you said that you had VWs that you drove in the past, these diesels. And I've heard that these things can get really great gas mileage.
Yeah.
In some cases, better gas mileage than the hybrids get. Have
Absolutely.
You noticed it's better or worse?
I have good luck with the Prius, considering that it's an 03, the one that I drive. It's a first generation.
Sounds like the battery's ready to go, right?
No, not at all.
Okay.
There's one that's still running with 350,000 miles on it that's still on the first batteries.
Oh,
and
my.
That's what most folks are concerned about. It's a very electric car. I have not had a lot of experience with the turbo diesels on the VW. Mine are old, like 85 to 90 stump pullers that have all torque and no horse.
Yeah.
You know, so I got
the ones that are tough to get on the interstate with sometimes.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's
so what's the gas mileage like on one of those?
On one of those, I was getting 65 miles a gallon. And depending time of year and what I have on the car for tires now, I'm still running snow tires, winter mixed fuel, and running heat still in March. And I'm getting just under 40.
No.
And that's driving it like I stole it. Yep.
Yeah.
And that's in the Prius.
Interesting. So you would say they're pretty commensurate, the
yeah,
old diesels?
I would say so.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.